say something with Yossi Goldie on Boston Free Radio.
If you see something, say something. It sounds so simple, but it's extremely difficult to follow oneself, to see how our thoughts operate, and how we think. We have to be very alert, so that as we begin to be more and more alert of our own thinking, responses and feelings, we can begin to have greater awareness, not only of ourselves, but of others with whom one is in relationship with. Because to know oneself is to study oneself in action, which is a relationship. The difficult thing is that we are so impatient. We want to get on, we want to reach to the end, and we neither have the time nor occasion give ourselves the opportunity to study and observe ourselves. I know we have various activities. We got to learn a living. We've got to bear the children and go to school and have responsibilities of various organizations. We have committed ourselves in many different ways that we hardly have any time for the self-reflection, to observe, to study in the mirror.
So really, the responsibility of the reaction depends on ourselves and not the other. Does not depend on your friend or the neighbor or the president of the United Kingdom. But the pursuit, it's all over the world. And most of us are totally unaware of ourselves. It is extremely difficult to begin to see clearly the process of our thinking, feeling, and acting. But the more you know yourself, the more clarity it is. Self-knowledge has no end. You do not come to an achievement. You do not come to a conclusion. It is an endless river, this self-knowledge. As one studies, as it goes on into more and more, one can find a peace. Only when the mind is tranquil, through self-knowledge and not through impulsive discipline, only then, in that tranquility, in the silence, can reality come into being. It is only then there can be bliss and creative action. And it seems to me that without understanding, without this experience, merely to read books or attend the talks, to do propaganda, it's so infantile. It's just an activity without meaning. Whereas if one is able to understand oneself, and thereby bring a creative happiness, that experience of something that is not of the mind, then perhaps there can be a transformation in the immediate relationship about us, and so in the world in which we live. That is why today I want us to have a very special day for the community at large. We are going to be reading Porn for the Blind. And through this, we will understand better where we come from, where we be, and what we want. I have the first caller.
Right here with the hardest porn is not you ever saw. The rest of the site contains pictures and links to videos which depict women composing themselves in a rather sexual and erotic manner with generally men. We also have a link to continue here for the full movie, and there is also a form where we can sign up for 100% discreet and secure transaction for a 2-day trial with a credit card of $2.95, a monthly credit card with $23.95, or another monthly online check for $29.95. No credit card is necessarily needed for instant access.
Thank you for joining us.
We also have a blurb underneath the video which reads, "What's the best time to catch a MILF in the day? Right after she works out, her body is pumping, and she least expects to embark on the journey of a steamy scene. My boy, Johnny Deep, decided to stop by her house after hearing she was in town. Fresh out of a workout, she agreed to take on the next workout, and oh man, she's a beast when it comes to heating things up. The perfect body, ass, tits, and flexibility. Nothing short of mouth-watering.
Johnny invited J-Mac for some live action. Anytime you put a trio like this together, there's gonna be poundage. Enjoy. Okay, we're starting the clip.
Here we go, everybody.
The video begins with a disclaimer that states if you are under 18, or in some jurisdictions under the age of 21, you may not view this material as it contains sexually explicit images. After this, we are greeted with the Bang Brothers logo, which reads bangbrothers.com presents in white font on a black background. We are given shots of a woman running along in a white vest top. She is rather well endowed. She also is wearing a pair of black tracksuit bottoms with a red stripe running down the side, white sneakers, and a red headband. We are subjected to some close-ups of a rather well-formed buttocks and some rather perky breasts. Next shot, we have two guys, presumably the actors in our piece, sitting in their van. The camera is panning around the van. They are currently scoping out the neighborhood MILF. They are currently pulling up to the house and walking up to knock on the door. After knocking on the door, they are greeted with her in the exact same attire as previous, but she's also holding a towel, suggesting she may be off for some steamy washing.
Steamy washing.
Introductions are made and formalities are used.
Kind of like, welcome to my home. Please excuse
me. Our guys are currently inside the house chatting on.
I guess they're going to help.
She is now heading up the stairs to go and get changed. The camera follows her from behind as she walks up the stairs. Next, we are subjected to a clip which is shot through the gap of a doorway as she is undressing. She quickly spots the camera and the camera pulls away just as fast.
This must be the visitors, huh?
Next, we're outside, presumably at a pool area, where one of the gentlemen is massaging her buttocks, presumably to find out how nice they really are.
That must be nice.
Next shot, we have a diagonal pan of her body, naked of course, focusing generally on her legs, thighs, and stopping at a right whopping pair of breasts. Our other porn star seems to have entered the video. He comes in wearing a white vest and white shorts. Suddenly, we're cut straight to this young woman kneeling down naked in front of the pool, with two men standing either side with their penises poised in her direction. She is currently masturbating one of the men and applying a blowjob to the other.
I see.
After this, we cut to a scene of her legs spread. One of the gentlemen is masturbating himself, whilst slowly rubbing his fingers round her clitoris. The other man in question is sucking on her breast. Another quick cut appears, and she is straddling one of the young men, and receiving a good old-fashioned fuck, as some might say. She seems to be rather enjoying each and every thrust from his pelvic area. Another quick cut allows us to see the shot from a different angle. The other gentleman has now entered the scene, and he is currently being masturbated by the young woman as she rides this poor young man.
A poor, poor man.
Next shot, we have her one leg on a grand piano as a gentleman plays it doggy style from behind. Another quick clip goes to more of a standard doggy style position where just her hands are placed on the grand piano. Now we have a rather strange sexual position in which she's standing with one leg. The other leg is protruding upwards in a diagonal angle as one gentleman gives it to her from behind. She is also at this time enjoying a very, very nice piece of intercourse while she masturbates the other guy who is leaning back to join the scene. Quick cut, and she is now lying on the couch, legs fully in the air. One gentleman is pushing his penis deep and far inside her vagina as the other receives quite a polite hand job. We're nearing the end of this clip, as you may be able to hear. One gentleman is masturbating himself slightly and producing a shed load of cum all over this vixen's chest. A quick cut suddenly shows what is presumably the other gentleman masturbating and firing his cummy depositories all over this woman's face and generally aiming for her oral cavity. Unfortunately for him, his accuracy is less than to be desired. Many of these cum shots are missing their target and going straight down her face. We are now greeted with a vertical pan of this woman's cum-soaked body. She smiles at the camera and says hi. We have a hand signal in which she replies with. The camera zooms into the couch and we have a fade to black with the Bang Brothers infamous logo appearing and of course their van dropping into shot. Thank you for listening. This has been Richard Lancaster with a Paul for the Blind presentation of MILFSoup.com. This was a 1 minute 59 preview clip located at http://milfsoup.com/t1/pps=noadvert/free_movies_milfsoup/ms3965.htm. Porn for the Blind is a non-profit organization.
With kielbasa laid over a thin crust pepperoni pizza.
Thank you for listening.
Multiple taglines read, where every pizza includes a big sausage, every pizza comes with a big tasty sausage, whether you ordered it or not, and we deliver. Scrolling down the page, pictures of various girls are shown reacting to the delivery man who is sitting on the couch giving a thumbs up to the camera. There is an open pizza box on his lap, his penis is protruding from a hole in the center of the box. One woman is touching the penis, one is bent over sucking the penis, one is massaging the penis between her breasts while simultaneously eating a slice of pizza. Okay, we're starting the clip. A young man knocks on the door and a blonde woman, 20-something in a pink blouse and a ripped denim skirt, she's tan, answers the door. Apparently she doesn't have any money, and so even though she's really appalled by the delivery man's behavior, she has no choice. She begins by performing fellatio, massaging her vagina, giving fellatio to the man while he's wearing the pizza box, having sex from behind, missionary, standing in suspended Congress, spooning from the side, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, more reverse cowgirl, and finally the man comes to fruition, but the camera blurs out, and the familiar Big Sausage Pizza logo covers the woman's face. It reads, join now, members see it all. This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation of Big Sausage Pizza. This
thank you very much.
No credit card is necessarily
needed
for instant access. We also have a blurb underneath the video which reads, what's the best time to catch a girl for the day? As she works out, her body is pumping, and she least expects to embark on the journey of a steamy sea. My boy, Johnny D, decided to stop by her house after hearing she was in town. Fresh out of a workout, she agreed to take on the next workout, and oh, man, she's a beast when it comes to heating things up. The perfect body, ass, tits, and flexibility.
Porn for the Blind presents 8th Street Latinas. This is a 30-second preview clip located at www.8thstreetlatinas.com/main.htm?ID=. Is beige in background color with various feature presentations advertised on the main page. The one I will be describing is a preview featuring a female named Chula age 20, from Cuba, who describes her ideal husband as a cute American. Okay, we're starting the clip. The clip begins with a sexual content warning. It's 1 second in length. It then proceeds to a shot of a man following a female of Latino descent through a strip mall, where he's putting forth the proposal to grant her American citizenship if she will have sexual intercourse with
HTM
her.
Question mark ID.
There's now a cut to a bedroom. The woman is beige in background color to reveal two breasts that have clearly been augmented
by
silicone feature presentation. The man is rubbing her breast. The man is rubbing her left breast, then cuts to
one I will
a shot of the woman displaying her buttocks,
feature,
and vagina from behind. Another cut, the woman is on the bed,
female,
masturbating
Chula,
herself.
Age 20, from Cuba.
There's another cut,
who describes her
husband as
a cute
American of sexual intercourse. And then a final cut to doggy style position. The clip begins with a sexual
from several angles.
The man is now rapidly penetrating
the
woman from behind.
To a shot
of a man following the pace is slow,
female of
Latino descent,
black,
with a title
strip
www.
Where he's
putting
forth
the proposal to grant her American citizenship
in a porn
she will have sexual
of 8thstreetlatinas.com.
Of course,
this was a 30-second preview clip.
Located at
now
www.
To a bedroom.
/main.htm.
The question to
reveal
to equals.
Porn for the Blind is a non-profit organization based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Porn for the Blind
vagina!
I hope that everybody enjoyed our Porn for the Blind, and we have obtained more of sense of ourselves from listening to the others and ourselves at the same time. I must take a breather. That was intense. Please, if you have some porn for the blind that you would like to share with us, you can call me at 617-454-4237. Please, I am not allowed to look at pornography websites where I'm at. I just have to make them up into my head. It's not like the real thing, yet it is. Because just like reality, you can bend it to be what you want it to be.
Shivaya Namah Makaru.
Shivaya namah, makaral 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 Shivaya namah,
background is a light green, with what looks like a coffee passport design. The title of the webpage, Big Tits Round Assholes, the clip itself is attributed to bankbros.com. The clip begins with a woman sitting in her car, where she consults with what appears to be a male auto mechanic. The camera is situated on the passenger side, thanks to the driver's seat. Our angle does keep it fully in the frame, and our view of the man, angle one, is visible from the driver's side window. He greets her, and she informs him of an unknown problem with the car. The scene cuts, and the woman is now looking down at the handbrake. The man remarks, "It sounds like it could be an injector." The scene shifts again, and we see the woman climbing through the cabin of the car, facing the camera, which is still riding shotgun. She is kneeling in the driver's seat, and the camera zooms in to more closely capture her breasts hanging down, the left slightly spilling out of her low-cut, lime-green tank top. She moans, and the man, not hearing her, mentions something about faulty wiring. The Bang Bros logo, stamped on the side of a still picture of a lime-green minivan, glides across a white background, accompanied by the sound of a car horn. The woman is now standing, alongside a private swimming pool, completely naked. The camera is slightly below her bust, and we view her at a 3/4 angle. She hops up and down, seemingly in slow motion. Her breasts bounce as she stares out past the camera. The man, off-screen, asks her if this is an early tip, and she lets out a knowing, deviant chuckle. The man appears behind her, also naked, and reaches around and fondles her breasts, commenting on their size. He asks her if she is doing this so she does not have to make a car repair payment. They both bend forward slightly, and while he is mostly obscured by her and the close-up of her breasts, we can see that he is running his hand slowly up and down her leg. They start heading into the house. She tosses him a question, confirming that he is willing to have sex with her, and he replies that he is. The scene changes to inside the house. Scenes of the two engaging in various sexual scenarios flash in quick succession. First, we see her kneeling on the green-gray shag carpet, holding onto his thighs, giving him a rapid blowjob. She then kisses the head of his penis as he rubs it along her left breast. He is now standing over her, as she lays on the cushions of a dark green couch, holding up her breast as he slides his penis between them. She then sits on the floor, her chest pushed out and her arms wrapped around his legs, giving him oral sex while he stands over her head. The scene shifts again to her attempting to insert his penis into her vagina. He is lying on his back, and the camera is facing him. She is trying to get down on top of it, her breasts facing the camera. The scene changes, and we see her on top of him, her buttocks slapping against his hips as they engage in vaginal intercourse. The scene moves to her still on top, but now facing the camera. She grinds down into him while moaning deeply. The scene changes once again, and now she is lying with her back on the couch and the man holding her legs over her head as they continue to have vaginal intercourse. The act apparently having reached its climax, we now see her alone, still laying on the couch. She holds up her left breast to her mouth and licks his semen off of it. Panting, he tells her that he will fix her car for free. Looking slightly bewildered, she stares up at him, and after a long pause, she awkwardly replies, "Okay." This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation of Big Tits Round Asses. This was a 1-2 long preview clip entitled Gina's Big Titty Tune-Up, located at http://www.bigtitsroundasses.com.
I can see people tied up, and there's dust blowing on the And then there's a mob of people stampering around them, and birds are flying out of their chests. There's a man, an old man, and he's kissing the hand. It's a very small hand. And he pulls out his eyeball and places it in this very tiny hand. That was a 20-second clip for Porn for the Blind. On this next clip, there is a conjurer, and he's reading some kind of scribe to this man, this muscular man standing in the back of the room. And there's a guy wearing a yellow suit, and he picked up a red phone. I don't know if he's gonna order a pizza or what. And then it cuts off. It says, please pay $5.99 for the next 10 minutes. You can use your Visa or MasterCard. I don't have one of those right now. So hopefully I can find another clip. This is called The Conquest of Mexico. There is a mob of people, and they're looking at a stage. And there was a man hunched down with a little man on his back, and a pirate, and a clown, and someone who looks like Johnny Depp smoking a cigar. Today, the conquest of Mexico, and the little man got off the man's back. And now he's banging a drum that says the Great Toad Parade. There is a gunshot, and people gather around as the toads leap up to the city made of cakes. They are dressed in their finest pleasures. I can see one wearing a cape and golden feathers as he climbs up the stairs. I see another wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt, and the toads are gathered around, and one toad is standing gawking at everybody with his mouth open. He is ready for action and life.
Presents Come Overload. This is a 53-second preview clip located at http://www.comeoverload.com/preview/2.htm. The site is a bright yellow background. The clip itself is surrounded in a green background. At the top right corner, there is a woman partaking in vaginal sex. In the upper left corner, there's a woman partaking in oral sex. The title, Come Overload, is above several clips of women performing various sexual acts. Okay, we're going to start the clip now. Okay, it says, presented by iDream Network. There's a woman who is sort of vaguely trying to cover up her vagina. She's looking into the camera. And now there's a point of view shot down from a man receiving oral sex from the woman. She is licking the shaft of the penis She's also giving a partial hand job. She's mostly focusing on the head of the penis. She's continuing to give oral sex. Now she is giving a hand job in front of her face. She has recommenced the oral sex. She continues the oral sex. Fade to black. It says, "Come Overload and iDream Network, hardcore cum shot movie site production. Join today and get daily updated movie content." This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation of Cum Overload. This was a 53-second preview clip located at http://...
Porn for the Blind presents MILF Soup. This is a 1 minute and 38 clip located at http://MILFSoup.com/T1/PPS=no advert/free_movies_MILFSoup/MS537.htm. On the webpage, there's a header that says, "Where all your fantasies come true, MILF Soup," and it has a naked woman in a bowl of spaghetti with a spoon sticking in her vagina. And then there's a man leering into a window as a woman undresses. Okay, we are starting the clip. There's a warning about sexual content. And a nerdy man comes out from a hallway with a bunch of books, and he's about to go get a drink of water in a water fountain. And he sees some man named Joey in a leather jacket. And Joey proceeds to walk up to the nerd man and is yelling at him about homework. It seems that they're in high school. Then Joey takes all of his money, and Dexter calls him an asshole. And then Joey stabs him with a pencil and takes his comic book. Dexter is now in the fetal position, crawling and cowering in fear. And then Joey leaves and throws the comic book. Now Dexter's at home with his mother, and his mother is holding Dexter near her bosom. And Dexter is complaining about how Joey beat him up. So now his mother goes to Joey's house and is complaining to speak to Joey's mother. Joey says no one's home. And Dexter's mother says, "I'm so sick and tired of you treating my son badly." And then she proceeds to suck his penis and strips naked and sucks his penis and rides Joey's penis and gets cum on her face. And at the end, he says, "No more pig." She says, "No more picking on Dexter." And he says, "I promise." This has been a Porn for the Blind presents presentation of MILF Soup. This was a 1 minute and 38 second clip.
He's making connection there with his root chakra and breathing while you're doing that. So stay really present.
That was pretty extraordinary. Thank you. If you would like to call in and tell us your porn for the blind, you can be reached at 617-454-4237.
Hey, Yossi, Yossi, are you in here?
Oh, it's Gustave.
Hey, bonjour, ami. It is very dark in here, but I can just barely see you.
Yes, I'm reading Porn for the Blind. Do you have any porn you would like to recite for the blind today?
Oh, this is incredible. You know what? I think the blind need something more than the porn. The porn is a wonderful thing, very wonderful, but I think massage tutorials for the blind. I have this vision. I think this is something that will free them.
Yes, blind. We all need massages.
And I think that the giving the massages to the blind, I cannot do this, but I can tell you, recite the video clips for the massage for the blind. So shall I begin, Yassi?
Yes, please.
Okay, this clip is a tantric breast massage earth element, and it is on Vimeo. So we see a man who has a very strong upper body and long hair, kind of like the rock star. And he has a necklace of like teeth or something. And he is kneeling next to a woman who is lying on a red velvety pillow. She has a tunic or cloth about her, so she is not naked. This man is has got no shirt, but he has some kind of weird druidic medieval thing, as far as I can tell. And he is explaining something, and his hands are doing like pinchy things, like the claws.
I see. Does he have lotion on him?
I do not think so. I do not see the highlights that are the hallmark of the lotion, but he might have like a dry rub on him.
Why a dry rub? You must be very scared to get a dry rub.
I think he is. Okay, now a cut to his hands. He has got the cloth that is wrapped around the woman, just a piece of it in one hand, and he is rubbing the small finger edge of one his right hand against the cloth while his other hand supports it. And now he's kind of changing that.
What color is the cloth?
The cloth, it's gold.
It always is gold.
Yes. Now he is placing his fingers against the woman, the small of the woman's neck.
That is very cold.
And we cut to a picture of the woman, and we see
her color.
Oh, is her color?
I'm using an earth tile. Hello,
which color?
Is around
the side. Hello, color.
Hello,
color.
Bonjour.
Hello, tell me some oil. More, I'm blind.
At this point, you start to use some oil. But don't release the injection, so if you're going to use some oil...
Did you say that you are blind, monsieur?
Yes, yes. I'm really appreciating this service that you all are doing for the blind.
I am glad that you appreciate it. And thank you very much for calling.
Do you, monsieur, may I ask you if the massage tutorial videos that we are doing now, my vision, is it effective for you, monsieur?
It is. I'm feeling things that I haven't felt in you, because I'm blind, and I cannot see things very well, but these pictures that you are creating are just creating a rainbow of flesh and all sorts of other wonderful things that have gotten the gears going, so to speak.
That is very cool color. And as you say, the gears. How many gears have you said it with that tool?
How many gears?
Yes, are you on the fourth gear? The fifth gear?
I would say right now I'm in second gear, but I could probably get into fourth gear just by listening a little more.
Yes. Right now, I have Gustave, and he's talking about the tantric breast massage earth element.
Yes, it is a video on the Vimeo, and it is very interesting. Right now, the
The man who has no shirt but he has pants is now massaging the wrist of the woman who is lying prostrate on the red. Oui. She is wrapped in the golden cloth.
Listen, we are focused on the earth touch of the shamanic tantra.
He is
I'm afraid that didn't do anything for me.
He is holding her wrist with his left hand, and he is flexing her fingers and moving them kind of up and down and putting the pressure on the palm of her hand. Now his hand is moving up the arm towards the abdomen, and now it is on the abdomen as the small of her neck, and the other hand is on her belly. But her belly is not clothed, but her breasts are covered by the golden cloth. And he's talking a lot. His mouth, his lips are moving.
He just removed the sheet.
What did he say?
I do not know, but you can go to yabyummy.com.
And enjoy the entire video.
And enjoy the video. I think that he removed the cloth from her breast, but just before this happened, it ended the video clip.
And so do please the price of $5.99 for the remainder minutes.
I appreciate the description. I think I'm going to stay in second gear for a while and go take a nice long walk, perhaps a jog, and then a cold shower, and then another jog, and then perhaps another walk.
This is a good
Thank
idea.
You.
Make sure to go to yabyummy.com / STORE.
Yes, I would, but like I told you, I'm blind, so I can't really go to any websites, and if I did, I wouldn't really know what I was looking at.
I know, Carl, that is why here on Say Something with Yossi Kobe all day long today, from 1 to 2, we are going to read to you the sensual porn for the blind.
Thank you, that sounds very nice.
Yes.
I have to go jogging now. My jogging partner is here. My seeing eye dog jog here.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for calling. It's a very good dog you have there.
Yes. It's a very good dog. Thank you.
Au revoir, monsieur. So Yossi, maybe we can do the in addition to the porn for the blind, we can do the corn for the blind.
Yes, corn for the blind.
Because you know the corn has a beautiful golden hue, and it's so beautiful to look at, and the blind do not experience this.
Yes.
Perhaps we can somehow make this open to them.
Yes, are the golden kernels. It's like a burst of sunshine ready to explode.
There's another clip on the tantric massage for the blind. It is called Yoni and Tantric Massage by Kipris Aster at yabyummy.com. And the clip looks like the man with the no shirt and the muscles. But then a woman whose bottom is visible. But she looks like a doll. She looks like a large Barbie doll.
Yes, she is very naked. I'm surprised they have not banned these sights from us in this.
I know. Here in prison, we can enjoy such things.
Yes, I read that yoni is the Sanskrit word for the vagina. It literally leads the divine passage or sacred temple.
Yes. It's the
Yes. It is the ritual of honoring and healing this part of your body. And in the ritual, you touch the yoni. Not from a place of creating arousal and orgasm, but from the intention to be in joy and wonder of this beautiful part of the body. So far, the guy has not done anything but sit there.
I do not know for sure that the woman on the carpet is real. It might be like the little dolls they use when they teach you CPR and these things. Have you done this, Yasi?
Oh, yes, I have seen them.
They are plastic, but they look real and they are the size of real people. So.
Perhaps he is just not ready for the yoni.
I think the clip will end before they do anything because it's a free clip and it is not as generous as the milf soup that we were seeing before.
Yes, that milfsoup.com is pretty explicit.
Very generous people. This tantric massage. So he continues to kneel by the Barbie woman, who is unmoving and face down on the red carpet. Her buttocks and the rest of her body is completely naked.
Yes, we can see her crack.
We can see the crack of the buttocks, where the gluteus maximus becomes the gluteus gracchus.
There's so much emotion and trauma held in this yoni crack. To open there and release, that clears the way for a whole new level of sensual held in the yoni.
Okay, now the man is taking his left hand and he is putting it on the forehead of the woman, which is far away from the perspective of the camera now. The woman is real. She is moving her hands. She is touching his hand, which is on her forehead. And he is just continuing like this. The hand is still just on the forehead.
I have to finish that. Milk drink that I got from the cafeteria.
Is it a boba? Does it have the boba? I love the boba. So delicious.
Yes, it's a French soda.
The boba is the tapioca balls. So delicious. Okay, the man is now threatening in a way, if you will, but more gentle, more yawny. To so getting out of the ego, put the hands on the small of the back, I think.
This feels good.
Yes.
Just checking in, does the touch feel good to you?
Does the touch
feel good?
Feel good to you?
To you.
That is what he asked her, but she did not respond.
Okay, so the man had put the hand on the forehead and had almost put the hand on the small of the back. And then the clip is ending here, and that is the end at yabyami.com.
I'm so confused because we have not seen any yoni action.
They will not show the yoni on the internet of today. The internet of tomorrow will have the yoni.
Yes, the internet.
Okay, I think we have a new clip. And this clip is the Lingam massage video, also from yabyami.com.
And Lingam is the Sanskrit word for the penis.
We're just going to learn a few things today about how to give a really loving massage to your partner's lingam. In the first place, he wants to start is with making sure.
We have a caller, maybe wants to talk about the lingam.
So take a deep breath.
Bonjour.
Yes, are you?
Yes, caller. Yes, we have a multi-caller. Let me hook you on to the conference.
Wait one moment, monsieur, madame.
I didn't talk to you in the lockdown.
Hello, colors. There's three of you.
It's clipping its toenails.
Madame, I'm sorry, we're having a difficulty hearing you.
It's collecting its toenail clippings in your file. It's clipping its tail. It almost grew onto its chest. It has a hairy chest like Burt Reynolds now. Burt Reynolds walks into the room. He gets confused. He thinks that Burt Reynolds is there with him, but he thinks to himself, I am Burt Reynolds.
Oh dear, I'm Molly. Oh dear.
Wearing tight white underwear. The underwear has a roll of toilet paper coming out of it. The toilet paper is sliding along the floor like a tail. The tail is getting wet and evaporating with water.
Oh dear. Oh dear. I have to go.
No, don't go. You must stay. We must talk more.
This is called Born for the Blind Color.
The toilet paper is stuffed on the toilet. It begins to pull at Burt Reynolds. He begins to try to resist the pull of the toilet bowl. He fails. His face ends up face first in the water.
Monsieur, I am having difficulty understanding. I feel you, but I do not understand.
Yes, Colonel.
And Gustav enters my dreams, and he begins to look it all over.
I heard my name, Monsieur. You know my name. How is this possible?
You literally mean the word of life.
And Gustav begins to look it all over.
Yes.
Gustav begins to what?
Lick it all over.
Of the Burt Reynolds?
Are you talking about my lingam, monsieur?
And video rentals?
The toenail clippings are in a salt shaker. He begins to sprinkle them over his sandwich. He bites into his sandwich. He chews on his sandwich. He spits the sandwich into the woman's mouth.
Wow.
Is this porn for the insane?
He begins to drink from his big cup, which he rests on his big, humongous belly. The big cup is wet, and it begins to stain his white t-shirt, making his nipples very, very visible.
I see. And is this narrative in the future, or something that has happened?
He begins to drive away with his dog's pickup truck. We notice that on his lap rests a head. The head is making sucking noises. The sucking noises remind the viewer of a vacuum cleaner hoovering across the living room floor. Goodbye now.
Okay, au revoir, monsieur.
I don't know if they rented that video and called it, or are they just had a dream about you, Gustave?
I think that dreaming about me is very interesting, and I am very happy if this is the case.
Yes, because you don't even have a Facebook yet, do you?
No, I have no Facebook. The prison computers are slow, and there's a line at the door for them, so I have not done this.
Well, someday we shall get the Facebook.
The continuing of the video, I don't think we have much time, but I want to say that a woman in a short red dress is kneeling over a man who is on a red velvet rug, and her hands are on his buttock, his right buttock, and also on the middle of his back.
If you have enjoyed this, everybody, for the poor, for the blind, please feel free to listen to this recording again, and maybe we will try to, on every episode, make some porno for the blind.
I think this would be wonderful.
Thank you for listening, and
Have a beautiful day.
Have a golden day.